Morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in East Asia Pacific. Today it's Wednesday, 27th of March. Firstly, in Thailand, the pro-Thaksin Shinawatra Phyuthai Party and the pro-military Palang Prachat Party are staking claim to form coalition governments in the lower house. The Phyuthai and at least five other so-called pro-democracy political parties, including the Future Forward Party, are set to announce their intention to form the government at the Lancaster Hotel in Bangkok this morning. The Phyuthai Party, most number of seats, 137 out of 500 in the lower house of the parliament, according to the unofficial results. The other parties are the Future Forward Party with 87 seats, the Thai Liberal Party, or Seri Ramthai Party with 11 seats, the Pracharat Party with 6 seats, the New Economic Party with 6 seats too, and Phyuchart Party with 5 seats. Together, these parties represent 257 seats, enough to form the government, short of 376 required to choose a prime minister. The Phyuthai Party has said it was willing to support Anothin Charnavin Thangkul, leader of the Bhumai Thai Party, which won 39 seats, as prime minister of a coalition government. Meanwhile, the Palang Prachat Party's secretary general, Sontirath, insisted that it was on the verge of forming a coalition government. He said that the party will nominate Prayut Chan-o-cha as Thailand's next prime minister. He insisted that the Palang Prachat Party has the legitimacy to form the government because it has won the most number of votes. It remains unclear which political party will form the Thailand's next government. The Phyuthai-led coalition has the majority of seats, but it is far from having the required number to nominate the prime minister, even if the Bhumai Thai Party joins the coalition. A Palang Prachat Party-led coalition, together with the mostly military-appointed 250-member-strong Senate, may have the number to nominate the prime minister, but the coalition does not have the majority of seats in the lower house. At any rate, the Bhumai Thai Party is emerging as a key party for the Palang Prachat Party in forming the majority coalition in the lower house. The Bhumai Thai Party is yet to pledge support to either the Phyuthai Party or the Palang Prachat Party. In Indonesia, another pre-election survey released this week shows President Joko Widodo's lead over his rival Prabowo Subianto, though not as largely as in the Compass polls last week. In the Carta Politika survey, Joko Widodo and his running mate Ma'ruf Amin secured 53.6% of the votes, signifying little change from 53.2% in January. Meanwhile, Prabowo and Sandiaga Uno received 35.4% of votes, up from 34.1% in January. The president's lead was cut to 18.2% from 19.1% in January. Also in Indonesia, the United Liberation Movement for the West Papua urged all Papuans in Indonesia to boycott 17 elections. The movement's chairman, Benny Wenda, said that the elections are not for Papuan people but for Indonesia. The Liberation Movement called for election boycott follows a similar advocacy by Indonesian People's Front for West Papua and the Papuan Student Alliance. The Student Alliance declared a boycott of the upcoming elections because both presidential candidates have not handled the human rights violations in Papua well. Papua-based voters represent less than 2% of country's total voters. It is uncertain if the liberation movement's call for election boycott will be heeded to by Papuan people. In 2014 elections, Widodo garnered significantly more votes in Papua and West Papua than Prabowo. In Myanmar, the military spokesperson said that the military's 4-month-long ceasefire in the country's northern and eastern regions, which began on December 21st, will end as planned on April the 21st, and the ceasefire will not be extended. He said the ceasefire period would have yielded more results if the armed ethnic groups had taken advantage of the opportunity to pursue peace. More conflicts are expected to rage in Myanmar. Fighting between the military and the rebel Arakan army has been intensifying in the Rakhine state, which is excluded from the temporary ceasefire zone. More clashes are now likely in other regions of the country, undermining the National League of Democracy-led government's peace initiative. Clients are advised to avoid Rakhine and its neighboring states as fighting between the military and the ethnic rebels continues. Monitor the developments in the peace talks and the ceasefire withdrawal from the northern and eastern regions. So in Myanmar, the Supreme Court agreed to rule on an appeal by two rioters reporters who have been sentenced to 7 years for their coverage of Myanmar's violent suppression of Rohingya Muslims. Justice Soi Nang joined the case yesterday without setting a date for the ruling. The top court's decision gives the two reporters the chance that their conviction would be withdrawn, their jail terms would be reduced, or they would face new judicial action. It remains to be seen how the top court will rule. In Malaysia, Parti Keadilan Rakyat President Anwar Ibrahim defended Parmatang Puh MP Nurul Izzah Anwar, who happens to be his daughter, over her remarks labeling Prime Minister Mohammed a former dictator. Anwar said Nurul Izzah's remarks were directed generally against the Pakatan Harapan government and not specifically at Mahathir Mohamad. Anwar said he and his family were firmly behind Mahathir's leadership and will allow the Prime Minister the space he needs to carry out his policies. Anwar's statement is both protective of his daughter and respectful of the Prime Minister. It again puts no pressure on Mahathir, who has said he will honor his promise to transfer power to Anwar after 2 years as Prime Minister. Mahathir is yet to announce a definite plan on leaving the premiership. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts, and assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships.